Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
You probably know the story of my father. He was brought up here in Liverpool. And at a young age, his father was an alcoholic, and they, because of alcoholism and abuse, parents divorced, and that was probably a no-no, bigger no-no back then than now. And all the kids, seven, eight kids, were sent to different parts in New South Wales. And my father, even as a young person, he knew the way that it affected him. And when he got accepted Jesus and got married to my mother, he said, to the best of our ability, we will not allow that to occur within our lives. They had seven children. Each one of those children served God. Goes on to the next generation. I think there's about 90 descendants from them. He was 108. He's not alive, but he'll be 108 on the 21st of June last week. And you just kind of think, wow, how did that happen? And when I was a kid, I used to think, oh man, he's such a hard nose. He wouldn't let us do that. He even broke away from his family. And I didn't even know my aunties and uncles. And I'm not saying that's a recommended thing to do, but he was just so convinced that he wanted us to be brought up in a way that glorified God, that were good citizens and those kind of things. And if there's relatives here today, please excuse me, but that's how he was. And I just thank God, because someone decided the things that they would accept, they would allow, they would tolerate to happen around them. And I just think somewhere along the line, you've got to say, hey, I'm not going to sow that anymore. I'm not going to sow negativity. I'm not going to sow that. You know, when it comes to finances, I'm going to sow good things according to my ability. I'm going to honor God because I believe it's a principle in life. Don't let people walk over you. Don't allow it. Have a submissive heart and all those kind of stuff. But man, don't allow it. Don't tolerate it. Don't allow people to use and abuse you. Don't allow people to bully you. Man, stand up strong and get the right help around you. Number three, keep a heart of discretion. Because discretion will protect you. Discretion is wisdom in choices. To be discreet means to be thoughtful, to be careful about what you say and do. And I'm one of these impulsive people, a man, and I've learned to slow it down a little bit because I'm quick to get angry in the old John, not new John. Old John, dead, buried. Sometimes he lives. I crucify him again. John that's impulsive. John that will just go and do it anyway. I've learned discretion over the years because naturally that's maybe what I'm like. I'm driven, I'm impulsive. But I want to tell you, that is not a bad thing, but you've got to get hold of that and make sure you pause long enough to make the right choices that take you forward in life. People who are discreet realize their words and actions produce a harvest. Discretion keeps us from irresponsible behavior. Discretion teaches us what to say yes to and what to say no to. Listen to this one. You doing okay? I feel I'm getting a bit tonight. That's the person beside you. I'm saying, I'm doing good, thank you. Listen to this. Keep looking ahead. When you say yes to a welfare check, well, let me put it this way. You can't say yes to a welfare check and also yes to a job that will prosper you. What I'm saying, I think welfare is good. But you can't have them both. You've got to say, hey, I'm going to go and get a job. I'm going to get a job. Then I'm going to move forward in life. You can't receive get well wishes of sympathy when you're healthy. You can't park in a handicapped parking and give yourself a handicapped cap status. You can't still behave single and be married. Who said good? A single person? You married? Cool. I got good ears for certain things. I can't hear my wife when she says, put the rubbish out there. It just doesn't get me. You can't increase without sowing or investing into something good. Number four, just about got these down. You can't have what you want to have, only doing what you want to do. Oh man, I just want to have a car. But if you don't save for it, unless you got a really rich mum and dad, it's not going to happen. You can't have a degree in university if all you want to do is kind of mess around all the time. You can't have a godly life if you're not committed to it. You know, what we see here is you can't have what you want to have, only doing what you want to do. Oh man, there's so many things that I just want to do, and I just want to go on holidays and stay on holidays sometimes. Who's with me? But I can't do that because I want to have what I need to have. And what I need to have and what I want to have in God takes some discipline, takes some, you know, putting aside some immediate satisfaction so that long term I can enter into what God's got for me. If you select the seed you sow, you'll create a predictable harvest. Isn't that profound? If you select the seed you sow, you will create a predictable harvest. Look at me. Don't get surprised if God blesses you. You know, you tithe, you're living for God, you're giving to miracle offerings. Don't be surprised if God blesses you. Sometimes I sit back and say, what the heck, where'd that come from? Hey, don't be surprised. Because his blessings come in so many different ways, and sometimes you're not even praying for something, but it's a desire in your heart, and wham, bam, the blessing comes. Live a life to be a blessing, be a giver, be an encourager. You know, and some people ask me, John, what happens if, you know, let's look at financially or whatever, or your words, and you're sowing, and a kind of the seed seems to die, and nothing is produced from it. Keep sowing anyway. Keep sowing anyway. Keep sowing anyway in Jesus' name. The last thought is this. A seed sown in good soil produces a harvest greater than the original. One seed. One seed. I just found this morning, I didn't find them. I went purposely and got them. I got this packet of seeds. And if I keep them in the packet, they'll probably, you know, be right for many, many years. But even like an apple seed, I can plant an apple seed that will produce a tree that over the years will produce thousands more apples. But a seed cannot, let me get one out of here. A seed cannot reap a harvest until it's sown. I don't know what kind of seeds these are. But I guarantee if I put them in my lawn, they would grow. But they can stay in my cupboard for years. What was that tomb of Tutankhamun? When they got there over 2,000 year old, they found an over 2,000 year old seed. And they didn't know what it was. But when they planted it, they found it the most beautiful plants that really been out of existence for many, many years. But all the potential was all locked up in the seed until it was sown. What's the potential locked up in your life? Are you willing to sow your life for God? Are you willing to sow your finances? Are you willing to sow something of the gifts and talents that God's placed within your life? Because I just think unused love, unused talent, unused ability, unused money won't produce a harvest. Don't hold your seed for too long before you sow it. Ecclesiastes, look at this. Cast your bread upon the water and you'll find it many days, after many days. If you sow it, it'll come back. And you might say tonight, John, you're not telling many illustrations. Well, I didn't want to talk about the stories in my life. I wanted to declare the truths tonight. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. When is it a good day to sow? When is it a good time to sow? And I just found even this week, and a few of my friends will understand it, that every year I pray about when it comes to the miracle offering, what do I give? Every year without fail, something comes up of financial nature that makes me take a second look at it. And I've been so used to it at the moment, I just ignore it and say, I'm going to give it anyway, and I'll probably give more because the enemy's not going to rip me off from sowing. Never an ideal time. In the morning, sow your seed. 11 and verse 6. In the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which one will prosper, either this or that, whether both alike will be good. And people say, why do you keep sowing? Because, man, I don't know what's going to live and what's going to die. I'm going to keep sowing. Are you hearing me today? I'm going to keep sowing in Jesus' name. Sow daily. You might say, what do you sow? You sow what's in your hand. I believe everything you need within your life is in your hand. What do you got within your hand? Because what you've got within your hand is what you need to sow. I found this, and you probably heard it. A basketball in my hands is worth $19, but a basketball in Steve Roberts' hands is worth millions. A cricket ball in my hand is worth $6, but a cricket ball in David Shahady's hands, man, it's a missile. A tennis racket is useless in my hands apart from squatting flies, but give it to Serena Williams or someone like that, man, it's money. All depends whose hands it's in. A rod in my hands will keep wild animals away, but a rod in Moses' hands will part the mighty sea. It all depends whose hands it's in. A slingshot in my hands is a kid's toy, but a slingshot in David's hands is a mighty weapon. It all depends whose hands it's in. Two fish, five loaves of bread in my hands. It's just a couple of fish and a couple of loaves, but two fish and five loaves in the hands of God feed thousands. It all depends whose hands it's in. And I want to encourage you today, church. I'm talking about a principle, but we're going to activate it financially in a moment. I just want to encourage us. Come on, young people, older people, doesn't matter who you are. Let's begin to sow, because the harvest of your life is in what you sow. You know it. And whatever this applies to tonight, I just want to encourage you, you know, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, let's take this in Jesus' name. Cast your bread upon the waters and you'll find it after many days. Do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season you will reap. And I just want to say this little phrase as we come to an end. You'll guarantee to an endless provision of unsolicited goodness and uncommon favor is in a daily habit of sowing good seed. Let me say it again. The guarantee to an endless provision of unsolicited goodness and uncommon favor is in the daily habit of sowing good seed. You are blessed to be a blessing. When you give, it will be given to you good measure, pressed down, shaken over. The seeds that we're sowing in our conversation, within our behavior, within our finances, is forging our future. And for me and my house, look back over the years And we've always been people that's known not to brag, but to be an example. And I stand here today, no regrets. Not everything has swung my way, but it's worked out for the good of God and His plan and purpose, because that is the desire within our heart, that God, you turn it out for good in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.